God puts in your heart.
خب تو میشه اون چیزی که خداوند در قلبت گذاشته رو بابا تقسیم کنی و میخوام الان برات دعا کنم. خداوند خداوند با تو باش خداوند. به جو بگو اینکه کی هستی و چی هستی. برکت به لبهای جو بده تا بتونه در راه تو برای ما صحبت بکنه. خدای بزرگ خداوند در اون صحبت کن با ما. آمین. و کاری رو انجام بدید که عیسی میگه.
جونا
یوحنا دوستان
جونا thought how we are here.
یوحنا
that's the neighbor. He lost his wife and children. There was an attack of the Assyrians in the center of the market. They blew away a market tent, and then people came with spears, and it was they slaughtered the people. Jonah thought they are all terrorists. And the neighbor came suddenly. He was a prophet. Jonah was a prophet.
یوحنا یک جورای پیامبر بود.
Messages to the king. God put him in a time that he enjoyed the welfare around him.
و خداوند اون رو در برهه قرار داد که بتونه لذت ببره. ولی یوحنا کارش درست بود.
Was frightened. You heard his name. This was God himself. Of course he knew the voice of God. For he was a prophet. He paid time to studying the word of God. He gave lessons. So he knew I have to listen carefully.
پس میدونست که باید با دقت به حرفای خداوند گوش بده.
Your servant is hearing. The Lord went himself to Jonah, the son of Amittai. Be ready and go to Nineveh, the big city, to complain her, to accuse her. For I've seen how their inhabitants have bad behaviors.
زمانی که خیلی درگیر هستن با مسائل دنیوی خیلی سخت هستش که بخوان بشنون صدای خداوند. برای مثال زمانی که من دارم تلویزیون نگاه میکنم کسی میاد و از من میخواد که آیا میخوای آتش مثلا برپا بکنی و خب بعد من همونجا میگم آره و بعد از 20 دقیقه میاد و من میبینه من هنوز پای تلویزیون هستم و خب به هر حال عصبی میشه وقتی که میبینه من اصلا حواسم نیست به آتیش و به غذا و اینها و این نشون میده که خب من تمرکزم روی چیز دیگه بوده و صدای اون رو نشنیدم. و خب ببینید این وسط فضای مجازی هم میتونه جای اون تلویزیون باشه و باقی چیزا هم میتونن باشن.
then you are going to consider that as normal. But no, we are followers of Jesus.
و ببینید به هر حال شما شاید بر توی شرایط مختلف کارهای مختلفی انجام بدید، ولی برای ما که در واقع دنبال کننده های عیسی مسیح هستیم، برای ما باید فرق بکنه. و این مسئله برای ما فقط اینجوری هستش که ما فقط کاری که عیسی مسیح رو گفته انجام میدیم. طبق گفته عیسی مسیح ما فقط با یک نفر ازدواج میکنیم و فقط با یک نفر تا ابد میخوابیم در واقع. و خب ببینید یوحنا مجبور به اینجا بره
There Nineveh is situated, and there about Jonah was there. That was far away. Nineveh was one of the most important cities of the Assyrian country.
من یک مثال زدم در باره اون مارکت. چیزی که اومد توی ذهنم در واقع بهتون گفتم و خیلی حالا واقعی نبوده شاید. و در یوحنا 1:3
and found a ship with destination Tarsus. He paid for the trip and he got on board to sail to Tarsus away from the Lord. Tarsus was far away. One of the Tarsus is situated in Spain. That is one of the explanations, but also in the north of Turkey is a Tarsus. But in the Bible, when they spoke about Tarsus, mostly this was about the area in Spain. So that was far away anyhow. But fortunately, the king rewarded him richly for the words he had spoken. These words were spoken when there were victories, and now he could use the money for the trip to Tarsus. He didn't know many things about Tarsus. It was far away, but he thought, God will not search for me there at that place. He was enjoying to go to that place.
ما اون داشت خوشحالی میگرد از اینکه میره اونجا و اونجا دیگه خدا نمیشناسه اون رو. ببینید بعضی وقتا آسون نیست که انتخاب بکنید، انتخاب هایی رو انجام بدید که شاید این دنیا متوجه نشه. مثلا این انتخاب هایی که مثلا هومو ها با هم زندگی میکنن، شاید این دنیا فکر بکنه خیلی نرمال هستش، ولی خب به نظر ما اینطور نیست، نمیتونه باشه.
People say, yes, it's written in the Bible, now it's elsewhere. But also in the time of the Bible, in the time of Noah, for example, then the worldwide curse came, and one of the characteristics...
مثلا در زمان نوح رو نگاه بکنه، زمانی که اون نفرین دنیا اومد و دنیا رو خراب کرد.
Everybody went to bed with everybody.
اون زمان واقعا بد بود، زمانی بود که هر کسی با هر کی توی تخت میرفت و هر کی با هر کی میخوابید و این اصلا خوب نبود. و همین چیزا بود دلالی دلیلی که باعث شد اونها نابود بشن رو از بین برن. یا حتی توی این کتاب مثلا نوشته شده پولس یک نامه به کلیسا نوشت که گفته بود حتی چیزای بد که معمولا انجام نمیشد رو باید متوقف کنید. ببینید همه اینها اتفاق میفته حتی در زمان قدیم، ولی انجیل چیزی که داره میگه سکس برای ازدواج هستش. انجیل این رو میگه که به خاطر اینکه خداوند بهترین رو برای ما میخواد. این به این معنی نیست که خدا میخواد زندگی ما رو سخت کنه، به این معنی که بهترین چیز رو خداوند برای ما میخواد. من یه بار به جنوب هلند رفتم و خیلی از غیر باورها اونجا بودن و اینجوری بودن که خب خیلی چیزا خیلی شاکی بودن از این باور که از نظر خداوند خیلی چیزا اجازه نیست انجام بدید. و خب من قبول دارم این رو، خیلی از چیزا برای ما اجازه نیست انجام بدیم، ولی خب خداوند بهترین رو برای ما میخواد. و توی انجیل ما نیازهای ابتداییمون رو قبل از ترک کردن زمین بهمون یاد میده.
This is also propaganda sometimes. Get the best from yourself, but in this way with the Bible you get the best from yourself. Another example. Suppose we are going to travel.
بیاید یک مثال دیگه براتون بزنم. یه مثال براتون بزنم. مثلا فکر کنید میخوایم بریم مسافرت به سورینام بریم. یا هر سرزمین دیگه. ما 20 تا 23 تا از بچه های این کلیسا میخوایم بریم اونجا. وقتی که رانندگی میکنیم بریم به اسخیپول میرسیم. شاید توی مسیرت بقیه را هم ببینی که اونجا دارن میرن و همینطور اونجا مثلا توی هواپیما هم دیگر رو میبینیم و به این فکر میفتیم که واو چقدر باحاله، چقدر خفن اینجا الان هستیم. و بعد مثلا خلبان میاد و شروع میکنه به صحبت کردن در کلماتی که در ابتدای اون سفر هستش. شما حتی این روزا میتونید تلفنتون رو اصلا کانکت کنید با تلویزیون هایی که اونجا هستن. ولی خلبان بهتون میگه که بهتره که این کار رو انجام ندید. ازتون میخواد که خلبان در واقع از تلفنتون استفاده نکنه، اصلا وصلش نکنید به در واقع اون تلویزیونی که اونجا هستش. و همینطور اونجا اصلا چند تا دکمه هستش که بهتره اصلا ازشون استفاده نکنید. و اونجاست که خلبان میگه خب من خلبان شما. و این اولین و بهتون میگه که این اولین پرواز این هواپیما هستش و من قبلا کلی پرواز ولی من داشتم قبلا. و به این صورت هستش که خب شما برات کلی اعتماد به نفس به دست میارید و خب میگه خب خیلی عالیه، ما میخوایم الان با این هواپیما و با این خلبان پرواز کنیم.
And I've heard that it is working in this way and this way, so I suppose it will come good. Then we don't feel very happy. The Bible is instruction for our life.
everything we meet with in our lives.
Sadness, happiness, joy, everything that you meet with.
و خب ببین هر اون چیزی که نیاز دارید توی انجیل نوشته شده و در انجیل هست. ببینید سالمون سلیمان گفتش که و این بسیار زیباست از نظر عیسی مسیح. اون همیشه گفته وقتی که گناهان شما بخشیده میشه، ولی بعدش هم گفته که دیگه گناه نکنید. پس یوحنا فکر کرد و گفتش که من دوست دارم بخوابم، و برابری رفت به کابین خودش، به اتاق خودش رفت و رفت خوابید. ولی بعد از مدتی زمانی که بلند شد گفتش که چه اتفاقی افتاده، کشتی داشت می لرزید، کشتی داشت به شکل عجب و غریبی می لرزید و اون از این لرزش مریض شد، دریا زده شد در
واقع. And they went things in sea, they threw the things in sea, the burdens. And the sailors were speaking, had conversation with each other. Let us try to know who is has the debt that this disaster comes over us. And they found that Jonah was the reason.
Then they said to him, tell us,
why is this disaster? What do you do here on board?
Where are you from? Which country do you come?
And Jonah said, throw me in the sea, and then they will come rest. But then they become more afraid for him. What do we have to do with you, that the sea will become calm? He said, throw me in the sea, then the sea will give rest to you, for I know it's my debt that this storm is raging. And when Jonah was thrown in the sea, he was thinking about the end, what will going to happen with him, dying, because of this disobedience to God, it had great consequences, awful consequences. It was not honest, Jonah thought. What about all these former occasions that he had listened to the voice of God? Was that not important anymore? He started thinking, but suddenly a great animal divorced him. A great animal was swallowing him completely. He was swallowed by a big fish. 3 days and nights Jonah was in the fish. Then in the belly of the fish,
و بعدش نهایتاً یونس در شکم اون ماهی شروع کرد به دعا کردن. بعد از چند روزی که اونجا بود و گفتش که زمانی که من داشتم گریه میکردم و داشتم میمردم تو به من گوش دادی و به من نگاه کردی.
Shall I ever come in your holy temple? People, oh yeah. But you saved my life.
ولی تو زندگی منو نجات دادی.
You heard my prayer.
تو دعاهای منو شنیدی. در اون معبد مقدست.
People worshiping idols, go away from God and what is good for them. But I will praise you. What I promised, I will do it. Save my life. Jonah never had expected this.
Jonah sees Bachin Rome. انتظار یه همچین چیزی رو نداشت.
He would only die. Had almost died.
اون تقریبا مرده بود.
It's the same for us. One sin and we need forgiveness.
برای ما هستش.
We have to confess our sins. And we hope to grow more and more towards God.
ما باید همیشه خوشحال باشیم و تلاش کنیم که بیشتر و بیشتر در راه خداوند پیشرفت کنیم و یاد بگیریم.
For what is more beautiful than the most intimate thing that you have with somebody, especially destined for one occasion, in Ephesians 5. That's why a man will go away from his father and mother and be one with his wife. And these two will be one body. You are allowed to live like it was God's destination.
Jonah
is also the picture of the image of
Jesus. Three days and nights.
In the Bible,
و در انجیل
you find references
ما میبینیم خیلی از صحبتها رو و این باستاهایی رو که نشون میده خداوند like. از ما میخواد چه شکلی باشه و از ما میخواد چه کار کنیم.
He was born again, so to say. Also for us, when we want to follow Jesus, when we want to make a new start, when we want to give our life to the creator of heaven and earth, the one who made us and who wanted us, only we have to say yes to him.
And
the sign of these giving of myself, of ourselves to him, we can be baptized and we wake up in a new life. Your spirit is born, so to say, at that time, and you say in this way that you want to follow him, that you want to live according his will. Sometimes you have to think deeply before that, but it's not necessary. Also, you can just say no, now, yes, I want to follow Jesus. In John 15, Jesus is saying, I loved you like the Father loved me.
Stay in در یونس 15 گفته شده که خداوند گفته که عشق من با من گفته من شما دوست دارم و شما من دوست دارم.
I have kept the commandments of my Father and have stayed in his love. This I say to you to give you my joy. Then your joy will be perfect. My command is that you love each other like I have loved you. There's no greater love than giving your life for your friends. You are my friends and you know what I say. I have not called you slaves, for a slave doesn't know what his master is doing. Friends, I call you, because I
made known to you everything I heard from the Father. میشناسم.
Not you have chosen me, but I've chosen you, and I
و بدونید که این شما نیستید که من رو انتخاب کردید بلکه من شما رو
stay in fruit. Then the Father will give you everything that you ask him in my name. This is my command. Love each other.
و این دستور من به شماست که همدیگر رو دوست دارید.
You are my friends when you do what I say. It's a special
شما دوست من هستید و اون کاری که من میگم به بهتر
انجام بدید. But for Jesus, it's not possible in other way. He is holy and he gave everything to keep in contact with us. He doesn't call us slaves, but friends for everything
that he heard from the Father, he shared with us.
He was obedient and we may obey him. For the one, this means that he's going to South Sudan. And for the other, it means that he will meet people here in the church. And for again another one, it may mean that he is going to protest at or demonstrating in a protest for life. This morning, I just hope to have stipulated that the Bible has instructions for your life, commissions for your life, that you will become, when you become like your Father in heaven.
وقتی که شما شبیه پدرتون در بهشت باشید اونجوری که واقعا باید باشید.
The best way to functionate.
اون میدونه بهترین راه برای این کار رو.
This is about everything you say, you think, you do.
و این بر در درباره همه چیزی هستش که شما انجام میدید و شما میخواید.
Many choices that Jesus wrote about in his earth. And when you have chosen to follow God, to follow Jesus, then you receive the Holy Spirit and he will help you to make the right choices. In Philippians 2 is written, for it is God who organizes the willing and the acting in you because it pleases him. God is making the willing in you.
خداوند داره این مسئله رو در تو به وجود
میاره
تا بتونی بیشتر و بیشتر شبیه به اون باشی
و go the next day to the land to see what is growing, but it takes time. And sometimes things are going wrong. And sometimes you have to remove the plant instead of the weeds. The Holy Spirit is working in the same way. He will care for you. And in this way, the fruit of the Spirit is coming. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, belief, soft-hearted, and self-control. You cannot organize this yourself. For example, that you say, from now onwards I will be very patient. No, your complete nature has to change. And that process, that this fruit is growing, is called fruit. And the Holy Spirit will help you with that. I hope
امیدوارم که امروز صبح تونسته باشم شما رو به یک چالش در انجیل بکشونم به این چالش در انجیل که بتونید متوجه بشید خیلی چیزا رو. آمین.